Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a bit of a shortcut, really, to getting smart about a tool that's, well, it's fundamentally changing things for a lot of us, how we work, how we create, even how we learn.
That's right. We're talking ChatGPT by OpenAI, and yeah, our info today is straight from the people actually using it.
Right.
We're looking at user and product insights shared right there on Product Hunt.
Okay. So our mission for you today.
It's really to pull out the key stuff from what people are saying from these first-hand accounts and the product details themselves. We want to help you get a handle on not just, you know, what ChatGPT can do,
right,
but how it's changing so fast. And maybe most importantly, the actual tangible ways it's affecting real people, real businesses, going beyond the hype.
Okay, let's break this down then. At its heart, the sources remind us ChatGPT started out as an LLM, you know, a large language model,
yeah,
designed to give you instant answers, spark some creative ideas, maybe boost your productivity. It's free, easy to try, helps with writing, brainstorming, all that basic stuff. But that's really just the beginning, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The starting line. What's really fascinating and kind of dizzying if you watch closely is how fast it's evolving. It's not just a chatbot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them recently introduce the ChatGPT agent. Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, agent.
Yeah, it's designed to think and act proactively. So imagine it's sort of choosing from a toolbox. They call them agentic skills.
Right.
So the AI decides which tools it needs and then executes these multi-step tasks for you, almost like it has its own little virtual computer working behind the scenes.
Wow. Okay. Like what kind of tasks?
Well, I'm booking a flight, maybe organizing your files, even handling stuff across different web apps. It really starts acting like your own personal AI operator. Personal AI operator. That phrase definitely sticks. It sounds powerful, maybe a little bit sci-fi even. Are people on Product Hunt, are they hesitant at all?
Oh.
Giving AI that much autonomy?
You know, surprisingly, the feeling seems overwhelmingly positive. People seem more amazed by the efficiency gains than worried, at least based on these sources.
Interesting.
And that autonomy, that agent thing, it's not the only new development. The sources also highlight things like ChatGPT for desktop.
Ah, yeah, I saw that.
You can chat about your code, emails, even grab a screenshot and talk about that right on your computer. It makes it feel much more integrated, you know?
Embedded in the workflow.
Exactly. And then there's ChatGPT Deep Research, an agent specifically built for doing really in-depth research on its own. That's a potential game changer for gathering information.
Huge.
And even practical stuff like ChatGPT Task for scheduled reminders, proactive messages, just typing, you know, remind me about that email tomorrow at 10 a.m. And it just does it. Okay, so these capabilities sound pretty astonishing. The big question then is, how is this actually showing up for people, for businesses? What's the real-world impact we're seeing?
Yeah, and that's where the stories really hit home. We've got some powerful examples from Product Hunt, like one solopreneur mentioned ChatGPT helped them bring their product, the Micro Wallet Finder, to life. Called it incredible power for doers and dreamers.
That's fantastic. Just enabling creation.
Exactly. And on the business side, the customer acquisition impact. It's pretty significant. Take Vercel. They saw signups coming from ChatGPT jump from 1% to 10%.
10% in how long?
Just 6 months.
Wow, okay.
And another one, Tally. They scaled their ARR, annual recurring revenue, from $2 million to $3 million in just 4 months, partly thanks to ChatGPT.
That's not just efficiency, that's real growth.
Yeah.
It suggests it's lowering barriers, like you said, reshaping how companies can even find customers.
Precisely.
And it feels like it's changing our daily habits too, right? Like how we find info. Someone mentioned getting sent to ChatGPT for complex questions now instead of Google.
Yeah, that definitely came up. And it makes sense when you hear ChatGPT is now, what, the fifth most visited website globally?
That number is just staggering. It says everything about adoption.
It really does. And the overall vibe, the sentiment in the reviews, it's overwhelmingly positive. It's got a 4.8 rating based on over 1,000 reviews there.
That's huge for any product. Wow. What are they praising specifically?
Things like its versatility, you know, how it can do so many different things. Quick, accurate responses come up a lot. And people are really seeing it as a productivity booster or a personal assistant.
Right. So connecting this all together, are there downsides mentioned? Any negatives?
There are minor mentions, yeah. Things you'd expect with tech moving this fast. Sometimes it's slow. Sometimes the responses aren't quite right, you know, inaccurate.
Sure, the usual growing pains.
tasks. Exactly. Mm. But the overwhelming consensus, the main takeaway from these users, points to a tool that genuinely boosts creativity, gives you really powerful ways to solve problems, and just simplifies complex stuff. Mm. It's clearly the entry point for millions of people into the AI world, not as some novelty, but as a tool they actually use regularly.
Okay. So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening?
Yeah.
We've seen ChatGPT make this leap, right? From just a conversational AI to something more like a proactive personal operator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's directly impacting everything from how you might get work done to how whole businesses are finding new customers and growing. It's becoming less about just asking it questions.
And more about what it can do for you,
mm-hmm.
autonomously almost. Which leads to maybe a final thought to chew on.
Go for it.
If these AI agents can really think and act proactively, completing tasks, managing workflows, fundamentally shifting business models, how might that change the actual nature of our work, of human creativity in the next few years? What tedious thing, what complex task could you imagine handing off to an AI operator next? What would that free you up to do?